As well as being called to be salt, we are called to be light. We are called to be light in dark places. So I need some volunteers to come and help me, because I've got some things in my bag that we're going to look at. I did that. We don't need that. Okay. Right, what we're going to do is we are going to pick out something from the bag, and then you've got to hold it up and tell me what it is and what it does. All right? So would you like to choose something? Oh, yeah, that's it. Very cool. I would have chosen that too. Or this one. Do you want to choose this one as well? You can have two. There you go. And would you like to choose one?
Oh, I'd love to choose one. Thank you.
Right. And would you like to choose one? You might not. Amazing. And I will choose, do you want to choose this one as well? Oh, brilliant. Do you want to get this last one out? Great.
It's a candle.
It is. Do you want to turn around? So we'll go through what each of these things do. And we'll start with you. We've got a torch, but this one doesn't always work. It only works if it feels like it. So apparently not today. Awesome. We've got here, it was working, honestly, I checked it this morning. We've got here, what are these?
Sunglasses.
They are glasses, but they are glow stick glasses, which are very cool, and you can make them in a minute and make them shine. What's the other thing you've got? It's a bike light. Does anyone ever use a bike light? If you go out cycling, does anyone go cycling?
No, but candle.
No, I wouldn't do. Yeah, that's fair. Same in New Haven, it's all hills. Why would you do that? But that is a bike light. And it can flash and it can have a beam. Brilliant. And then we've got a head torch. Now, I use this. Well, I don't, actually. My dad got it me so that I would use it when I'm walking the dogs. Because then I've got my hands free for the dogs and I can still see where I'm going at night.
Hannah's mummy goes running once a week late at night because it's dark. And she has a head torch.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So she can see where she's going.
Amazing. And then what have we got? What else have we got?
We've
got a torch that should work. Please work. They were all working this morning. And we've got another one that doesn't work. Sorry, I didn't get it this morning.
No?
That's fine.
Oh,
and we've
Jane,
got.
This is dark. Mine works.
And I got a candle.
We've got some glow sticks and we've got a candle. Excellent. Now, can you tell me?
I got a candle.
Yes, that's a good idea. You open that up and see how the glow sticks work. You can open yours as well and see if you can get yours working. Now, who can tell me what do all of these things have in common? What do they all have in common? Any ideas? They all give off light. Thank you. Yeah, we've got a candle that's already lit there. That one's only little, so we'll just leave that one. But if we lit it, that would give off as much light, even though it's tiny. Do you want to hold it so everyone can see? Even though this is tiny, it would give off the same as that big candle because it would have the same size flame, which is amazing, isn't it? And you know, I wanted to say that all of these different things give off light in different ways. They all have things that they're really good at doing. Like when the torches are working properly, they're really great at spotlighting or pointing out into the darkness and showing something that's, you know, that's there. When the candle is lit, it's really good in a dark room. It looks really pretty and it gives off quite a lot of light. If this was dark, that we'd be able to see even clearer. And the glow sticks are my absolute favourite because they are a creative, they are a fun way of giving off light. So they look really, really fun and exciting and interesting. And what they do is they give off light. I think we can see it a little bit. Can we see one that's working a bit? Okay. Oh, typical. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you mean. That one's not been broken. It's not that it's not working. Okay.
No, break it.
Yeah, you break it.
Show how it comes alive. There we go.
There's some sort of chemical reaction that gives off light. Do you want me to take that one from your hand so you can do that? Brilliant. And the point is that they all have different things that they're good at. They all have things that they're not good at as well. If I was to water the dogs with a candle, that's not going to be very effective. If I was to try and spotlight with a glow stick, it's not going to work. So in the same way, we are called to be lights to the world. Now, we are all very different. If we look around the room, we are all good at some things or not good at some things. And we all have different things that we're good at, and we all have different opportunities, and we all go to different places. And that's cool, because God can use us wherever we are. Just like every single one of these lights give off lights in a different way, we can do the same. We don't all have to be a big, massive spotlight. We don't all have to be a shiny set of fairy lights. We can all be whoever we are, and God can use us to give off light wherever we are. And that, I think, is the most important thing that I want you to remember. That even if... Oh, thank you. Are we going to close the curtains? Amazing. And turn off the lights and we'll see. Can we turn off lights briefly? Yeah, sure. Where are they? There. Brilliant. Oh, brilliant. So you can see these a bit better. Shall we have... Look at those. Do you want to go and show over there? Perfect. Nice one. Oh, no. I did see one. I definitely... Oh. Well, not to worry. Well, if I hold the candle and you can share the glow sticks between you, and if you find the middle bits, then great. But if not, I've no idea where they went. How bizarre. Well, not to worry. The point is that we are all called to be like lights, and it doesn't matter how big your light is, because your light can still make a difference in the world. So wherever you find yourselves, who can tell me where you go each week? Tell me some different places that you go. The shops. Where do you guys go? Do you go to school? Yeah, you go to nursery. Amazing. And where else do we go? The woods?
Work.
Work, perfect. And you all work in different places and shop in different places. Even in those places, God can use you to make a difference and be like a light. And that's what I want you to remember. Now,